105.7 KZZ Reno's Classic Rock. It's Charlie Daniels. Charlie Daniels, a pleasure to have you on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much.
Well, you've seen a lot of history in the time that you first burst on the scene in the late 60s. When
I have indeed, yeah. You know, the wonderful part about it is, Max, I have seen so much music. I mean, I come along back, and I'm 73, and when I was first born, or first remember listening to radio, that I was raised in small towns and rural areas, and it'd be usually one radio station, and by the time school would let out in the afternoon, they'd play whatever the popular music of the day would happen to be. And when I was young, real young, it was the big bands. So I have gone from the big band era all the way through the solid days of rock and roll, and of course there was always country, and if you're raised in the Southeast, you're always exposed to gospel and blues music. And I have had so much music in my life, and I like some of all of it.
Charlie Daniels, pleasure to have you on the show today. Everybody listening to Charlie Daniels Band, it's going to be next Wednesday at the Knitting Factory, downtown Reno. Great stage, great room, and upstairs and downstairs, and boy, not a bad seat in the house.
Yeah.
How old were you when you got your first fiddle?
The first fiddle I ever played actually didn't belong to me. First guitar I ever played, first man I ever played belonged to somebody else. You know, I started learning on theirs and finally got one. I imagine 16, maybe, something like that, when I started playing guitar, and it was kind of odd the way that I played, because the guy that taught me my first couple of chords, I had known him for a good while, and I had no idea he had a guitar.
Wow.
And he, I went over one day, he had this old Stella guitar, the neck on it was about the size of a half a fence post, and the strings were probably, you know, some Columbus brought over, and he showed me these couple of chords, and of course it's something I'd been wanting to know how to do, and I'd never been around anybody that played, and he didn't know very much, and we just kind of encouraged each other and just kept anybody we could find that could teach us a new chord or a new lick, we'd go look them up and bug them till they did it. And first, you know, we were playing whole songs, and you know, then we wanted to play square dances and stuff, and everybody was playing guitar, and I thought, well, somebody showed up with a mandolin one day, so I started fooling with it, and then somewhat later on, somebody showed up with a fiddle, and I started fooling with it, and the fingerboard on a mandolin and the fiddle are the same.